Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm now with you each week at this new time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, in this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. But today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll finally take your calls, and then I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, with my new 30-minute show, I'll now alternate between giving you a special message each week and taking callers for the second segment of the show. So this week, and May 28th, I'll be taking your calls. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, I want to let you know that I'll be speaking June 3rd at the Conscious Business Teleconference, or Telesummit. And you can attend that by telephone from anywhere in the world. I'll be speaking June 3rd at 10 a.m. on good timing for success. Now, to learn more, just go to consciousbusinesstelesummit.com/Madeline. And that link is in your What's Up in the Heavens for today. And I also want to remind you that you can still pre-order the 2011 Good Timing Guide. And we expect to get the printed ones to you in August. The 2011 online guide is already online and ready for you. But you can pre-order or order by going to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And just look for the pre-order link under What's New. And if you don't already have your 2010 Good Timing Guide so that you can have the wind at your back, it's still available too. So, what is up in the heavens? Well, first of all, I want to remind you that this month of May is a period with two paths. We get some major challenges, but we also get the opportunity to choose an easier path. It all depends on how you focus your thoughts and energy. Now, beginning May 12th, we're now in a period with complex financial cycles. We see financial challenges, which are shown by the cycles of Saturn opposite Jupiter and Uranus, all square to Venus. These are in range from May 12th through the 22nd, and they peak between May 17th through the 19th. These financial challenges can be a strain on your bank account and relationships. The energy of these cycles includes overspending, not enough money, unexpected expenses, and large unexpected financial surprises that are challenging. It takes some balance to keep your money and love intact with this. Now, the best strategy with these financial and relationship challenges is to focus elsewhere, and the universe offers us a solution for this. At the same time, we're getting Venus trine Neptune in range May 12th through the 22nd and peaking on May 18th. Now, this suggests that if we will maintain a belief in receiving the financial help we want or need, that it will be forthcoming. We may not be able to pinpoint from where this help will come, but it's available to us if we can maintain that belief and story. So focus on talking about how you will get what you want, not on what you don't have or how bad things are. In fact, be careful not to complain or you'll end up going down the challenging financial path. Now, in addition to that help, we get another set of cycles to help us out as well with the Sun trine Saturn, while the Sun sextiles Jupiter and Uranus. Now, the challenge of this period with the large unexpected financial surprises can be mediated by practical leaders with good common sense. These leaders want a real plan of action that will gain the support and confidence of those who have control of the purse strings. They also gain unexpected growth opportunities that can bring them rewards. This set of cycles is in range May 13th through the 23rd, and they peak May 16th through the 20th. So use these energies well. Next, we're still in a terrific cycle for communications with powerful people or the masses. This cycle, which is Mercury trine Pluto, and due to Mercury retrograde, it's peaked multiple times. It peaked again on It peaks again on May 19th and remains in range through May 27th. So if you have powerful people to communicate with, be sure you do so now. Next, we're at the tail end of the Sun square Mars cycle, which can be very energizing, as well as impulsive or spontaneous. Now, all this energy can accomplish a lot, so direct that extra energy into a project or physical exercise, and not anger or frustration. Stay on the positive beam. Sun square Mars is still in range now through May 17th. Now, next, I want to mention some of our longer-term cycles that are coming up soon. One of these cycles, Uranus into Aries, hasn't occurred for about 84 years. We're headed into a summer and fall filled with major changes, and this is an important part of those major changes. Uranus will square Pluto as soon as it enters Aries on May 27th, and those are revolutionary energies. For those of you who remember the mid-1960s, that was a similar set of revolutionary energies. Things are heating up this year, and it's primarily due to this major cycle. Now, Uranus has an especially powerful entrance into Aries. That's because it sits at 0 degrees Aries, which is the most powerful degree in the entire zodiac, from May 27th through August 13th. So this will feel like a big on guard, because Uranus isn't known for stability. It creates unexpected changes, and it takes our minds 50 years into the future. Now, Uranus in Aries is associated with new technologies, changes in the military, and war. Since Uranus represents radicals, aliens, and people who are different, it could also suggest we'll be exposed to extraterrestrials or ET technologies in a new or bigger way. We could certainly use some new technology since we're now at peak oil and pretty much peak everything. Now, just after Uranus gets into Aries, Jupiter joins the party and enters Aries too. That happens on June 6th. They're very late on June 5th in the Pacific time zone. Jupiter and Uranus officially get together on June 8th. Now, basically, this cycle suggests lots of erratic and unstable energy. That includes unstable stock market energy, so if you're not a day trader or a sophisticated investor, now is a good time to get your money out of the stock market until this summer is over. Now, Jupiter conjunct Uranus can also suggest the beginnings of new growth opportunities, which are normally associated with new technologies. But these need to be integrated into our current situation. It will take time to get these new technologies in place, and it will take a fair amount of effort because the powers that be are not particularly happy to see them. And while Uranus is in Aries, Saturn opposes it yet again for the last of 5 times. Now, that will occur on July 26th. Because that opposition occurs for the last time in the signs of Aries and Libra, instead of like the last 4 times when it occurred in Virgo and Pisces, it signals a new game is beginning for us. This new game will bring unexpected changes, some of which we can't even imagine. It could also bring Earth changes and freaky weather patterns. So I remind you yet again, it's good to have extra supplies on hand in case of unexpected emergencies, including extra first aid supplies. We're more likely to have emergencies this year. So, okay, that's the scoop about Uranus into Aries. So big stuff, and don't ignore it. It's coming up. Now, in addition to that, we have another long-term cycle coming up soon, which is Saturn opposite Jupiter. This is one of the major economic cycles, and it's normally associated with downturns in the economy. The cycle peaks on May 23rd, just 4 days before Uranus enters Aries, and it peaks a second time on August 16th. The cycle will stay in range through September 16th. Of course, we're seeing plenty of signs of economic downturns with Greece, Spain, Portugal, Ireland, and Italy. But it won't stop there. The U.S. is also in a very big debt trouble, and this is going to come to light a little bit later this year. These sovereign bailouts are going to raise interest rates for all types of bonds, and that means that any bond you're holding with lower interest rates will decrease in value. I'll talk more about this next week, but for now, If you have any bonds that mature in more than 3 months, I recommend you get out of them as soon as possible. Get some gold instead. And by the way, gold should go to over $2,000 per ounce by the end of 2011. Now for a tip for my 2010 Good Timing Guide. Now notice that long string of green dollars beginning tomorrow on Saturday, May 15th. They last through Thursday, May 20th, so there are plenty of good ways to bring money to you next week in spite of the challenging financial cycles. But also notice that the best day next week is Monday, May 17th, when we get a good final result, green activities, and green communications. Sunday the 16th is also good after the timeout is over at 10:47 a.m. Pacific time. Lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens, and you can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. To register, just go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Now, do you have a question for me? After this short break, I'll be taking your calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. If you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Are you tired of just surviving? Would you like to learn how to thrive? Make 2010 the start of a whole new you. Take charge by enrolling in your own personal boot camp offered by Sharon Roy of Raising Grace Coaching. In just 28 days, you will learn how to rise above your emotions and follow your heart to a life of peace, joy, and purpose. You will tap the power of your own imagination and higher wisdom to create emotional breakthrough strategies that work for you. Start thriving today. Visit raisinggrace.com or call 401-588-588.
Think about it. When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, that's what I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. On the front of the E-Cloth package, it claimed perfect cleaning with just water and chemical-free cleaning that's awesome on all hard surfaces. I was pretty skeptical, but gave it a try anyway. I started on my kitchen windows, then stovetop, then stove hood, granite counters, and finally the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well they cleaned. These results were accomplished without exposing my family to unknown negative of household chemical cleaners. The cleaning power comes from fiber function, not a chemical reaction. It cleans better and is healthier, money-saving, and eco-friendly. No chemicals, no paper towels, and E-Cloths are reused for years. As a Dr. Pacho listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to eCloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat, D-R-P-A-T. That's eCloth.com. E-Cloths are for real. See for yourself. I know you'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And I believe we already have all the callers I could take for today. But first, before I take your calls, I just want to quickly remind you that if I didn't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And I provide both business and personal consultations for 30 to 60 minutes and longer when needed. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We certainly do. Let's head off to these phone lines. We have Jackie calling in from Kent, and she was wondering if wants you to look into a relationship with a with a particular male at the right. She wants it to get a little closer, at least where it might be heading. Her birth information is 3/7/1950. That's March 7th of 1950. No time at the moment. She mentioned a time, but it's not quite for sure. So we'll stick with no time. It'll be more of a general reading. And she was born in Idaho Falls, Idaho. So Jackie, welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline.
Hi, Madeline. How are you?
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
I'm doing well. I've been involved with this person for over 2 years, and I just wanted to see if you could give me an idea where you see it going. I even know his birth date, if that's helpful.
Well, I probably don't have enough time on the radio to do a comparison, because it wouldn't be, especially since you don't have your time. Let's see. What is happening in the relationship, and how has this relationship been going?
It's an on again, off again. It's a long distance, so that's part of the thing. But when we are together, it's the attraction is just unreal, and we do care about each other. So
So you have a strong attraction, but how far away are you from each other?
Two different coasts.
Oh, wow. That's pretty tough.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, and does he have other people that he sees, or you have other people that you see?
No.
And neither of you?
No. Yeah, that's the interesting thing. Neither one of us have an interest in anybody else.
Okay. Well, the thing that I see going on here that could be a bit of a challenge, but actually, this is going to change very soon, probably by the end of this month. You're going to have a cycle here that is, you've been having a cycle where there's been like what I would call emotional adjustment going on. And ideally what you would like is to have some situation where you're emotionally liberating yourself, making adjustments to where you're emotionally liberating yourself. But And so this is going on now, and in a short while you're going to have a situation where you're literally going to be making some kind of you'll be ready to make a fairly major change. So it might seem fairly radical to other people around you, but for you, it'll seem like, well, of course, this is a natural thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, are one of you ready to move or not?
I would probably be the one, so that's why
you
I was
would
wondering.
Probably be the one. Because
yeah.
It looks like you could move.
Interesting.
Is that something you want to do?
I'm not sure yet, but it has crossed my mind. I mean, it's becoming more evident that may be what I need to do.
If you want to know more about that, what I would do is make sure you find your birth certificate and call me back for a consultation with your correct time.
They didn't list the time on my birth certificate. That's part of the problem. When my poor mother can't remember. She thinks it's 2:30, but... I would be happy to, if I could call you back, maybe you could figure it out from that. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a possibility, yeah. Yeah, I can verify that time or not, based on events that happened in your life.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. You take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Great. Thanks, Jackie, for calling in. And I think, Madeline, we have time for one more caller, and I'll
give
you the information.
Yeah, I think so.
Yep, we're on a shortened time frame these days. And so
I know.
Robert has now called in from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And let's see here. He's trying to start a couple businesses, and he wants to know if the money will be there for him. So
okay.
Let me give you his birth information. It's February 16th. Yep, of 54.
1954, okay.
Yep, at 3:33 a.m.
Love that time. Where was he born?
In Chester, Pennsylvania.
Chester, Pennsylvania. Okay,
that's right.
Great.
Cool. Well, Robert, welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Madeline's pulling up your chart right now.
That's right. Hi Robert. Now, you're starting a couple of businesses?
Well, actually, I'm a couple, not simultaneously. I just have them on the drawing board. But I've been going through what I call a money drain over the last over the last 7-8 months, to the point where I've applied for Social Security disability, and that's been dragging on for 7 months. It's like walking through syrup with a decision from them. It's just one, you know, the doctors won't send my records on in a timely fashion, or something else comes up. It seems I'm at the tail end of it, but it's still been quite a while. I wanted to start a business to get something going, and it just seems like there's just one obstacle after the other in front of me.
Okay.
Particularly regarding finances. So I'm just wondering if you see where there'll be a brighter cycle for me to get something
for the
started.
Finances, right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, I was just looking here. Of course, I only have time on the radio to show you to look at one out of five sets. So it looks like you're pretty intuitive. Is that correct?
Yeah, I am.
Do you use that intuition at all?
Do I what? I'm sorry.
In your work? Do you use your intuition in your work?
I do, but I also like hard data. So
hard
I try
data,
to balance.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I'm asking you about this is, you know, it looks like your identity is a bit dissolving at the moment or has been dissolving over the past year. And so that could probably be associated with your...
That's a very apt way of saying things.
and that's probably associated with your challenges in your physical realm. And I would just mention to you that, you know, if you could look at this as a little bit different of a way to focus. In other words, the universe is wanting you to focus more spiritually and more intuitively and to really be in touch with your inner higher self. And the more that you... Okay. And do you do any meditation or anything at all like that? I mean, is there anything?
Do I meditate? Is that what you asked me?
Yeah.
Yeah, daily. Almost daily, I'll say.
Okay. Okay, because I think that would help quite a bit if you were able to do it, you know, five times a week. I think that would help you quite a bit.
Okay. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. You know, it's an odd situation here, but, you know, you have the potential for, let me just check this chart again. Let's see here. I've got one problem on my chart here. If you could focus on your intuition and so forth, you would get led in the right direction each and every day for the things that you most want to have happen. And
okay.
So it wouldn't be this situation where you're constantly trying to sort of outrun the government and things like that. You know, it would just flow to you naturally. The money would just flow to you easily.
I'm trying to get to that point where I'm identified with the things that I most desire, and they just show up.
And they just show up, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah,
and you have a very good cycle. It's very close. It may not happen exactly this year, but it's very close. And it's a cycle that is associated with getting a lot of money.
Oh, terrific.
So, So, you know, between those two things, you know, you could easily, I think, get the money that you need. You just need to stay out of fear and focus on, you know, what is your higher self guiding you to do each and every day.
And
listen to your messages and take action on them. And
okay,
I'm sorry, but I am out of time, but I hope that was helpful to you.
No problem. Thank you very much, Melanie. I appreciate
it. You're welcome.
Bye now.
Now, each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week your tip is this. Prosperity is more than just money. It's a sense of well-being, good health, abundant support, joyful relationships, plus the feeling that things can come to you easily and effortlessly. And as part of your increase in prosperity, notice when synchronicities occur and be grateful for your good health and important relationships. Now, next Friday, May 21st, I'll talk about looking ahead to our economic changes. And stay tuned for Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. She's on next. Lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline. Or you can call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2011 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2011 good timing guide today.
Do your emotions stop you from experiencing lasting prosperity and joy? Learn to rise above your emotional ceiling with expert guidance from certified life coach Sharon Roy. Sharon's techniques have helped clients worldwide to succeed happily, and now she wants to share this gift with you. For a limited time, Sharon is offering a free 45-minute emotional breakthrough session that could change your life. Call 401-588-1799. That's 401-588-1799. Or visit succeedhappily.com to claim your free session. That's succeedhappily.com.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max. Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind body practice. IIQTC.org.
Are you concerned about a specific health issue? Do you want to know what causes it? Are you ready to tap into the inner wisdom of your body and listen to what it is telling you? It's a scientific fact that your health condition, present circumstance, and excess weight are not the result of your diet, exercise regime, or genetic makeup. Your thoughts, feelings, and emotions all directly and specifically influence all your body functions, including heart rate, digestion, and organs. Anger is stored in the liver, resentment is stored in the gallbladder, and lack of support shows up in your back. Our bodies give us clues to how we have been thinking, feeling, and acting. Dr. Cal specializes in interpreting these clues, ignites your inner healer, and guides you step by step to continuous, positive, and lasting health changes. When you change your mind, you change your life. Get in your driver's seat today. Visit AskDrKel.com. That's ASKDRKEL.com.